According to Terry Halverson, the Navy Department's chief information officer, the hunt for that initial round of IT savings is not just on track. The department's ahead of schedule in taking about $2 billion out of the roughly $8 billion it spends on information technology each year.
I want to make it clear, we took $2 billion. We're not trying to take $2 billion. We're not going after $2 billion. $2 billion is gone from the budget. Now, I don't care what budget you have. We have a big budget. $2 billion even makes the charts in the Pentagon. It's a big enough number that it gets attention. We've done that, and we're not going to stop there.
Halverson says there will be another round of work to squeeze savings from IT, though Navy leaders are still working to identify the final savings target.
But I can tell you it will have a B with it. Okay, it's another B at least, and probably more.
Addressing an industry crowd at FCA Nova's annual Navy IT Day in Tysons Corner, Virginia, Halverson said he was out to squash what he said are some myths about the way DoD spends money on technology, like the idea that military spends too much money on IT and gets too little in return. He contends that for what it spends, the Navy Department gets upward of 99% reliability on its networks and at a spending level that's not unheard of for big organizations.
When people want to use industry comparisons, I think it's interesting that the current industry rate across industry, not of just an IT business, is between 4.5% to 5% of the budget. Right now, we're spending 4.5% on IT. So I don't think we're excessively spending. Do we spend it all right? No, I would suspect most companies of our size have some issues with that, and we're going to go after them hard. But I think it's important that we recognize that we are taking process improvement carefully and going after it hard.
One of the areas the Navy's already begun to tackle is its spending on mobile devices and wireless service. Halverson says they found major savings right away by launching a ruthless crackdown on what had been a highly decentralized process for buying mobile capabilities in Navy commands around the world.
We've brought that down 20%. Very few companies have done that in 13 months. That's aggressive. It also means you're going to break some stuff. And we've broken a few little things. That's going to happen. The question is, where do you break it? Do you keep the risk low? And can you fix it quickly?
Halverson says the first trick to wringing savings out of IT in a military service, though, is actually tracking down where the money is and how it's being spent. He says because of the way Congress appropriates money to DoD, that's no small chore.
How much is the IT budget line in the Department of Defense or the Department of Navy? Trick question. Anybody want to answer this one? Zero. There's no IT budget line. It is a compilation of all the other ways we fund. We got to fix some of that. And we are aggressively, with the work of even Congress, everybody else, trying to fix that. You want visibility in that, you've got to be able to fix that. There's opportunities to do all that because of the crisis.
In the meantime, Halverson says the Navy's taking steps to make its IT spend more transparent, both to its own leadership and to Congress. For starters, both the Marine Corps and the Navy have created a high-level approval process for IT spending that creates a checkpoint for any spending above $25,000. Through that process, he says both services have axed a lot of spending that would have otherwise happened. He says the department has also put a lot of work into redesigning its financial systems so they're better able to track IT expenditures.
We've made 13 significant changes to all the IT budgets. So one of the things that was happening, we spent last year 61%, if you just looked at the category, in a category called other. You don't want to be briefing SecNav or anybody else in the business world that, hey, I spent this money on other. It's not a good place to be. That's now down to less than 10%. We have put in place so that we can track things like data center. We can track things like software applications. Down to the point, is it an internal software app? Is it an external? Do we customize it? All important things to do.
The Navy's also created an IT dashboard system, visible to senior leaders and to lawmakers, to help it track the efficiency drive in five major categories, including data center consolidation, mobility spending, and enterprise software licensing. Halverson says the service is on track in each category, though he's less than impressed so far with progress on data center consolidation. He says he has high hopes, though, in the area of enterprise licensing. Last year, the Navy consolidated all of its spending on licenses under one single agreement with Microsoft. Two more agreements with other large vendors are expected later this year. And though he wouldn't specify the software company involved, he says the Navy's also involved in helping to create the first enterprise software agreement that would serve the entire Department of Defense.
You will see, under the lead of Ronnie Hawkins and Dave Simpson, we're going to go after a very big DoD-wide license. We've all worked through the requirements. I want you to think about that. I don't know that you could get in any other circumstances that many Fortune 5, because all the services by themselves are in the Fortune 5, in terms of money, capacity, what we do, to sign up and say, yep, we can get these requirements, they're right, and go after it. It will give us an incredible amount of leverage in that space. So you're going to see that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.